Now, in 1995, Russia detected a missile that was launched, an old American missile. The Pentagon had told the Kremlin about it, but they forgot. They picked up the fire coming out of the missile and the telemetry. And in fact, it was Norway launching a missile with a weather satellite on top. And they misinterpreted this to be a first strike winnable nuclear war attack against Russia. So you can understand how decrepit their early warning system is, and they can't discriminate between 4,000 missiles coming at them and hydrogen bombs and one missile being launched. That loop took 15 minutes. From launch to land is 30. So here's Yeltsin, a hardened alcoholic, very severe alcoholic. And for the first time in the history of 50 years of the nuclear age, the football was open in Moscow, and there he was sitting before the football with his general standing over his shoulder, and he had a three-minute opportunity to press his buttons so the American missiles didn't hit his silos and kill his missiles. The fact that it would create nuclear winter is not even embedded in the brains of the Kremlin and the military over there. They don't want to be killed or have their missiles killed. They'll be killed anyway, but their missiles. So, 3 minutes. The minutes tick by, and the generals are saying, press the button. 10 seconds before that interval elapsed, the missile veered off course, and we're still here. Vancouver's targeted. Every major city in Canada is targeted. There are only 240 major cities in the Northern Hemisphere. There's such a redundancy of weapons, 2,500. They've got 10 targeted on Washington and New York and the like. And what happens when the button gets pressed? And that was back page New York Times. So the media is determining the attitude we have towards these things. So they didn't have, like, 9 miners rescued from a mine in Pennsylvania, front page. Little girl rescued out of a mine. You know, 10 seconds from annihilation, no, it was hidden. So we are ignorant because the media are not teaching us the truth, and that's their responsibility to educate us. I've lost my train of thought. So these 2,500 nuclear weapons on both sides sit there. I know the men in the missile silos. There are 2 men, each armed with a pistol. If one shows signs of deviant behaviour, the other one shoots him. They've got 2 locks 12 feet apart, so one man can't turn both locks and start a nuclear war, but if you tie a string to one key, you can turn both locks. A commander of a Trident submarine could, if he's psychotic, actually convince his crew to launch his nuclear weapons and launch a nuclear war without contacting the Pentagon. So let's pretend for a minute, and this could happen tonight, that the weapons were launched in Moscow by accident. And this bomb is going to come in on this beautiful cathedral and explode at 20 times the speed of sound and explode with the heat inside the centre of the sun, and dig a hole 3/4 of a mile wide and turn us and the cathedral to radioactive fallout shot up in the mushroom cloud, then 5 miles in all directions, and think of where you live in this beautiful city. Everyone will be vaporized, because when the human body is exposed to the heat of the sun, it turns into gas. 20 miles in all directions, everyone grotesquely burnt. A burn patient is the most difficult we ever treat. Even after a year of therapy, we often lose them. Winds of 500 miles an hour just literally popcorn the windows into shards of glass flying at 100 miles an hour, which decapitate people. And we are sucked out of the buildings through the windows and turn into missiles travelling at 100 miles an hour till we hit the nearest solid object and we're killed. If you look at the flash, your eyes melt, as happened in Hiroshima. Then the whole area is engulfed in a firestorm of 3,000 square miles. So if you're in a fallout shelter, you'll be asphyxiated. And as the fires coalesce across the North American continent, everything will burn. If you do happen to escape in a rural area and you're in a fallout shelter, you can't emerge for 6 months because the radiation is so intense, you lose your hair, You'll start vomiting, awful nausea, diarrhea, and you'll die like AIDS patients die of bleeding or infection. Acute radiation sickness. They say they might use the old people as food foragers because we won't live long enough to get our cancers, because leukemia will develop 5 years later in epidemic proportions and cancer 15 to 60 years later. But I don't think many will survive because then nuclear winter will ensue and that'll be it. And here we are going about our daily lives worrying about what the provincial government's doing, or this awful guy Martin, apparently, who's going to be Prime Minister for you. Probably sounds a little bit like my Prime Minister in Australia, John Howard. When what we're facing is the planet is in the intensive care unit, and we have an acute clinical emergency, as we did when I gave that speech that was made into If You Love This Planet that most of you have seen. And what we need to do now is get that film out. It's old, but it's totally topical. And you start playing it in your churches, to your gardening clubs, to your synagogues, to whatever you belong to the universities, to the schools, to educate people. And it gets to people's gut. It's a baby, that's why I'm talking. That baby symbolises what I'm on about because I'm a paediatrician. And I'm talking about the future of that baby. Do you want to bring it up? Bring the baby up. Yeah. Bring the baby up. I usually do this at the end, but here's the baby presenting itself. She's Illy Money. She's 3.5 months old. She's about the same size as my new granddaughter called Claire. This is what I'm talking about. And as I go through this complicated stuff, this is what I'm talking about. The future of her life and all the other babies on the planet. And remember, a baby is a baby is a baby, be it an Iraqi baby, or a Canadian baby, or an Australian baby. Now, I want to get into this book. I wrote this book 3 years ago, but it's sort of prophetic. It's who runs the Bush administration. 32 people in the Bush administration come from the military industrial corporations. Lockheed Martin, Boeing, TRW, Raytheon, the lot. The rest come from the Heritage Foundation. Hands up those who know who the Heritage Foundation is. Okay, for those who don't, it's a right-wing think tank in Washington funded by Lockheed Martin, Hertz Rent-A-Car, Holiday Inns, Coors Beer, Ocean Spray Cranberries, Reader's Digest. And they are on the television all the time with their senior fellows talking really dangerous stuff about we have to invade Iraq, then we have to invade Syria and the like. And so I've dissected out how the Bush administration operates. Then I found another document. This document is called, and this is what you've got to get on the web, Project for a New American Century. This was written for Wolfowitz, Pearl. Do you know who Wolfowitz and Pearl are? They're sort of the Dr. Strangeloves. And for Cheney and Rumsfeld. And it says America, this is the new century for America. And they're going to take over the whole world. They're going to invade countries, use nuclear weapons if they desire, not on nuclear nations, little countries. They nearly used one in Iraq. They're ready to do that. It's the most scary document I've ever read. And when I first read about it, I thought, oh no, they won't do that. They're doing it. And they're going to take over the planet. And after September 11th, Cheney says, we will have endless war now. We will invade 60 countries for the next 20 years. And Richard Pearl said, one day our children will sing songs of praise about us. They also talk about militarization of space, which I'll talk to you about in a minute. This is the new Mein Kampf. Only Hitler did not have nuclear weapons. You can look it up. You can look it up on a web page called newamericansanctuary.org. Download it and read it. It's the scariest document I've ever read in my life. These people are the most dangerous people I've ever seen in my life. And that, except I was a little girl when Hitler was in power, and I remember that. And I remember my mother telling me about what Hitler was doing when I was two, and it was 1940. And I feel the same way now. I am terrified of these people. Terrified. Rumsfeld, he's got the Washington press corps totally in the palm of his hand, and he lies and he lies and he lies. I can hardly watch the man. Cheney's been living underground since September 11th in a fallout shelter. There's a huge fallout shelter just near Washington to accommodate the Congress and the Senate and the White House people, but the Congress people aren't allowed to take their wives, only their secretaries. It won't do them any good anyway. So you've got to find out what these people are doing. I've got short bios on Condoleezza Rice. People say, well, you know, she's a woman, what do you think? I mean, I talk about women. I think there's something pathological about Condi. And all the others who are in control of this administration. Now, what they've done brilliantly is control the media. So the Heritage Foundation and the right-wing think tanks, they're always on, talking all the time. And the American people are gullible, they're naive, and they tend to believe what they're told. And when the killing starts and the blood starts running, they all unite under the flag. And I thought about that the other day, and I realized they're a tribe. A tribe of 250 million people united in killing.